This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A priest is being criticized for asking a question. Who has more innocent deaths on their conscience, Toto Riina or Emma Bonino? When Italians hear those names, they know the first name is a notorious mob boss and the other a prominent campaigner for abortion rights. Signor Riina, nicknamed the Beast for his cruelty, died in prison Friday. Advocacy by 69-year-old Emma Bonino in the 70s is credited with legalizing first trimester abortion in Italy. Mind you, the priest only asked about their conscience. Polarized politics is now official in Ireland. A vote for one political party, called Sinn Féin, is now unambiguously a vote to eliminate pro-life constitutional protections. Ireland's Eighth Amendment has been under siege for nearly 6 years, and another vote will be scheduled soon that could legalize abortion in Ireland. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Investigative journalist Sandra Merritt is asking a court to dismiss charges against her for doing what undercover journalists do. Merritt helped expose an alleged illegal abortion specimen trade with David DeLaden. The case and lawsuits against the two is something akin to prosecuting and suing journalists Bernstein and Woodward from the 70s Nixon Watergate era. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.